Shone like diamonds. You'd think she was queen of the land. Her hair hung over her shoulders, tied up with a black velvet band. Was it something I said? Or did your mammy warn you about talking to Jackeen? Think so Stubbs lead country girls into bad ways.
Don't be daft.
Tip, is it?
You need to clean that city dust out of your ears.
Kerry, so?
Cork.
Ah, to Rebel County.
Look, Declan.
Dan.
Thanks very much for helping me with my suitcase, but I'm grand now.
So it is being grand that's made you come up on deck.
There's no law against it.
What doesn't common sense tell you? You'll be after catching your death of cold on a freezing night like this.
It's a free country.
We're in the middle of the Irish Sea and the Second World War. This isn't a great time to start a discussion about who owns what. What's the matter?
Those are bombers, aren't they? Oh, Jesus, we're all going to die.
It's Liverpool they want. They're not interested in us.
What if they change their mind?
They won't do that.
What if they can't find Liverpool and see us instead and they think, oh, they'll do?
The only noise his bombs will make is a big splash.
What?
Jesus, if the pilot's eyes are so bad that he can't spot Liverpool, he's hardly going to hit a tiny ferry bobbing across the Irish Sea.
But what if...
You're a nervous one, aren't you?
I can't stop thinking about bombs. I dozed off downstairs, convinced I was trapped on a ship hit by a torpedo.
Just because you dreamt it, it doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Today could be our last day.
Don't you be worrying about the U-boats and the bombers. Jerry wouldn't deliberately attack an Irish ferry.
You're very sure of yourself.
I'm sure the Germans don't want us allowing the British use our ports. Bomb us, and the bold De Valera might get upset and let them. He'll be all right.
It's like those bombers follow me everywhere I go.
Listen to me. They fly over to Dublin to get their bearings from the lights, then head straight across the sea to Liverpool. You can hear them from Holyhead sometimes.
What if they're looking for Holyhead and the Navy boat's docked there? We're not so far away.
Here. Have one of these.
Hey!
What are you doing?
You know you don't light up in an air raid.
Sure, there's more lights on this boat than on a Christmas tree. Here. Come under here. You can calm your nerves and no one will see.
I don't know.
Go on.
Well, sure, don't they say that cigarettes are healthy?
So, now I know where you're from. Are you going to tell me anything about yourself? The name of the fella you're running to?
There's no one.
Then the people you're running from?
Who told you?
Who told me what? Mother Mary, Mother of God, 'tis a Cork maid on the run.
Shh, someone will hear.
Have you stolen money? Have you enough in that case to keep the both of us in food and drink and wine and finery?
Are we well away from land yet?
Halfway across, I reckon. Why?
No one must know, but I've been working in a munitions factory and I'm not going back. 'Tis too dangerous. If those Germans had dropped a bomb on us, you'd have heard the bang in Mayo, never mind Dublin.
But what about the contract you had to sign? I thought they could send you to prison if you didn't...
Oh, Jesus! You don't think they'll come looking for me in Ireland, do you?
Well, let's hope that Churchill fella has other things on his mind.
Oh, please, God. And is it back for good for you too?
I don't know. I've a decision to make. I'm thinking of joining up.
And put yourself in all that danger.
I don't have that much choice. You see, I came over before 1938.
Oh, Jesus! So you could be conscripted?
They've tried that already.
And what happened?
Well, I went storming down to the labour exchange and I told your man, I'm an Irish citizen. And what were they doing calling me up? Of course, I knew really that I wasn't exempt. He just laughed and said, look, Paddy, I don't know what you're worried about. You're in a reserved occupation. Well, he thought I was dead comical. But afterwards, I started to think about it. About Brummie lads I knew without a choice. Not knowing if they'll ever come back. But then, I already have 3 brothers in the British forces. Isn't that enough for any family?
So, you want to fight?
I'm not like me one brother. Well, he wanted to join the German Navy. But when he couldn't get a boat there, because of the war, enlisted with the RAF instead. I think he's done too much boxing when he was younger, and he just wants to fight.
Whatever it is you do, it must be better than that.
I'm welding on the Bailey bridges. Temporary bridges that are needed to move lorries and tanks around. They send me all over the place. It's great work.
Giving you plenty of time to entertain the ladies whilst their menfolk are away.
Yeah, you're right enough there. Mind you, once their lads are back, we don't get a second glance.
Sure, aren't we all looking for someone to love in this horrible war?
We don't really want to go. Does that make me a coward?
It's not our war.
Well, it might be if Hitler takes over England. Do you think he'd leave Ireland alone then?
If that happened, you'd be needed in Ireland, wouldn't you? Do you think that you'd make much difference as a soldier? Just one man among thousands? But if they can move whole armies around because of the bridges, then aren't you more used that way?
Well, you'll be safe enough from Cork anyway.
I'm not going back there. I've a sister in Dunleary says there's jobs there skivvying for the fine folk. The pay's not so good, but it's all I can get for the moment. I'd go back to England if it wasn't for the war. Gee, I had a great time growing up in Cork. But now all the young people are gone.
A war for independence. And look what we end up with.
A government that dreams of happy little people singing and playing the fiddle and telling tall tales in the old language. And we left with memories of dancing at the crossroads and our shoes in tatters. Sure, I'd be dancing by myself now had I stayed there with me ma. Up at the dawn every day to milk a few cows too. Not a life for me. Look, there's something wrong with that one. I wonder will he get home. Jesus, Mary and Joseph!
Oh, he must have hit something. At least he avoided hitting us.
Oh, there must be someone up there looking out for us.
Giving us a sign that this shouldn't be the last cigarette that we have together.
Is that right?
Well, Dublin's not far from Dunleary.
Not long to go. Thanks for holding me hand across the water, if you know what I mean.
Then would you let me hold it whilst we walk down by the Liffey? If you know what I mean. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds. You'd think she was queen of the land. Her hair thrown over her shoulders, tied up with a black velvet band.
Moira and Dan, The Decision, was written by John Caffrey and was a finalist entry in Green Curtain Theatre's Leaving competition for new writing, held in 2018. It was performed by Jackie Milne and Shane Falvey. Moira and Dan, The Decision, is a Green Curtain Theatre production and was recorded in January 2019.